It is all about people, of course. And there is considerable resistance within the technical communities to embrace the need for explicitly set standards in ICT systems that go beyond functionality. And it is convenient to pretend that one is always innocent. We try only to solve technical problems and nothing more. But there are some stories, and instead of talking abstractly, perhaps it is better to tell two short stories. There was recently, a few days ago, an article with a telling title, "What Have We Done? Silicon Valley Engineers Fear They Have Created a Monster." This is the title. It is an insider story about how software developers, with all good intentions and enthusiasm and so on, they have programmed social deprivation and injustice in the hard core of the global platforms of a big company of the so-called shared economy. And now they realize what they have done to the people that suffer under this. On the side of hope, New York Times published yesterday the story of more than 1,000 employees of a big company who have revolted against their own company because the company has been developing search algorithms with embedded filters serving the needs of really political perpetuation of elites. And this is really bad. This is Orwell at its worst. And but these courageous people, they saw the way forward. They saw that a real paradigm change is needed and possible. And everybody in the public or private sector at every level, we should act. And given the entrenchment and vested interests, sometimes this task looks impossible, but in reality, it is not. And my favorite story of the days, and this is why I'm also upbeat, is the story of California, where really a citizen, almost single-handed, created a movement that forced the California legislators to pass the data privacy law there. And there is again a story about this, a paragraph that I really love. The name of this person was Mac Taggart. He was a rich person who gave his money to this purpose to regain a kind of our agency and of data against all really the big animals there in California. And the paragraph reads that like following: "Political power is a malleable thing," Mac Taggart had learned. This is a guy. "An elaborate calculation of artifice and argument, votes and money. People and institutions in politics in Silicon Valley can seem all powerful right up to the moment they are not. And sometimes," Mac Taggart discovered, "a thing that can't possibly happen suddenly becomes a thing that cannot be stopped." So the question is, how can we induce such a dynamics beyond California and also in contexts that are really critical for our survival, like the to stop an arms race? And this is a discussion that we should lead, and perhaps we should go now, we should leave the terrain of data, which is at my heart, and perhaps to discuss why this, what we're discussing here, is relevant also for the negotiations that are taking place. And I would like to say that at IEEE, of course, we do not deal directly with disarmament talks and so on, but we have created this community of to look into the ethical dilemmas of intelligent systems, and they have created also a work which is called Ethically Aligned Design. Is now it is in its third version of reiteration after getting global feedback and so on. This is quite a remarkable work, and it has a chapter titled "Reframing Autonomous Weapon Systems." It is about 20 pages long. It is now out for public review and comments. So they have there some ideas, they make some suggestions, but the question is, How can we use such work to create frameworks that can help the technical communities to be more critical to what they're doing, to give them some guidance and some strength when they have to take some critical decisions? And because a lot of these technologies that are underpinning automatic weapons and so on, autonomous weapons, are of dual use. So it is not very clear in the moment you are developing a technology, let's say facial recognition or bio recognition and so on, how it can be used for other purposes than you thought. And how you can build some things there that it cannot be so easily going to in other application fields that may not be so what you thought of. So the question is, what can we do as technical communities to help ourselves to create frameworks that give us some guidance and some help and some comfort in difficult situations also? And this is what we are working on. And there are several recommendations there, and I don't want now to go into a lot of detail. I just wanted to put it on the table here that if you are interested to have a look, to have also an opinion there and also to contribute to what we are doing, just contact me through the organizers of this conference.